When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for hanging out. My goodness, there is a lot for us to discuss. Thank you so much for being on the pod and checking it out. If you're just listening to the pod or if you're watching the pod, because House of L has a YouTube page. And if you search House of L podcast on YouTube, you can see the videos that we are doing. I'm trying to do more video and trying to marry the video to the audio, and we'll keep expanding, especially as bear season gets closer and closer. We've got some cool announcements coming up as far as sponsorships go. So I'm very excited about that, like stuff that's going to be specific content for the YouTube page. Probably a little less content than what you get in podcasts. And I'm going to try to be succinct today. There's a lot for us to discuss. Pedro Grifol is no longer the manager of the White Sox. He has been fired by the White Sox in what was a really odd way to go about things. I'm looking forward to talking to some people about how all of this went down, because it just seems a little out the box and a little out of control. Not that they would fire Pedro. Like, obviously, that makes all the sense in the world. He's not good at managing. So there's that part. And your team's not very good. And so I feel like in some cases we have to separate those two things, because people kind of conflate them and think that they're married. Look, the White Sox are not a good roster. They're one of the worst comprised roster in the history of Major League Baseball. Think about that for a second. As long as they've been playing baseball, there haven't been many rosters worse than this one. They're headed towards 115 losses, which I thought the concept of it was ludicrous because of how many teams just end up winning 60 games because it's Major League Baseball. And that is not what's going to happen with this year's team. So it wasn't a surprise to see Pedro fired. I wasn't even surprised that it happened today when we're recording this on Thursday. I can just tell you, if you go back and look at one of the earlier versions of the podcast, when I talked about this past Sunday, there were a lot of people who thought last week, last Wednesday, before they headed out on the road trip, would be the end of Pedro. I just think the guy proved to be unqualified to manage. And maybe at some point in his career, he figures it out and he ends up being a good manager, but I doubt it. Not unless he changes his ways. that's not important to me now. Like, he's gone. So now it's about what happened next. Here's the thing that surprised me about the White Sox today. It surprised me that they did all of this in waves. And I'm looking forward to getting the backstory, whether that's people hitting me up or if that's following people like Lamont Pope or Daryl Van Scowen, who are going to do like the heavy lifting on the reporting aspect of this. Here's my theory. It'll probably be disproven, but I'm okay with giving you my theory regardless. I think that they knew that they were going to fire Pedro, as we all did. I think that they went to Charlie Montoyo and said, hey, man, you're the bench coach. You're the rightful person to move into the spot. Would you like the job? And Charlie was like, sure, I'll take the job, but I want the job. And if I'm going to be promoted, at least for these last 50 games or whatever it is, I would like to be paid like a manager. And they were like, well, thank you for your service and move on. And I think they did that like down the line of coaches on Pedro's staff, which is why pretty much everyone got fired. They end up landing on Grady Sizemore, the former player who's in their organization as a coach, and now he becomes the manager. They also made it clear that he's not really a candidate to be the manager going forward. I salute Grady for looking for an opportunity here, like finding an opportunity and saying, hey, even if it's interim, you never know what happens. Maybe I open some eyes of someone else if it's not the White Sox and I move on to something else. And that would be great for him. Here's what I think is weird, though. I'm not sure why you don't just do the announcement part of it all together. There's no reason to not fire the whole staff in one fell swoop. That's the type of thing that continues to allow us to wonder if the White Sox organizationally have a grasp on how to do all of this stuff. And then, because you really just needed one press release. They ended up sending out two, saying that they were fired Pedro and then going through the list of coaches and all the people that will replace him. I'd rather that what you ended up doing is here's a press release on all the guys we fired. Here's a press release with the new staff that's going to take over from now to the end of the season. Then on top of that, you had Chris Getz do his press conference. He did 45 minutes. I appreciate him being available. The more I listen to him, the more I'm concerned that maybe he hasn't thought all of this through. And I don't mean the firing Pedro thing. I mean being the general manager of the White Sox. I would like for him to present better. It might not be possible. It might not be in him. I always think because of my background in this and my background in teaching that if someone wants to work on presenting themselves better when it comes to messaging, that all they really need to do is work at it. It didn't come across that he's worked on it. And I would understand any White Sox fan who listened, whether it was on The Score or if it was on 1000 where you were listening to it. I don't know how any fan listened to that and walked away with a sense of well-being for this franchise, that everything's going to be okay, or even that Chris Getz has a plan. And that kind of gets to the heart of all of this. He said initially, well, we want to hire someone who is in uniform in another organization, and then was kind of reminded, well, there are good candidates out there that aren't from other organizations and don't have a uniform on. Terry Francona, you don't want him? If he said he wanted the job, if Joe Maddon magically wanted the job, you wouldn't want him? If AJ expressed interest in the job, you wouldn't want him? Like, there's no reason to eliminate candidates. And I even mean the in-house ones. And I know that most people are tired of the White Sox being insular, and I get it, but I want them to cast a wide net. And if that means that the wide net is still in your backyard, that's okay. It's all right to look at talented people that are already in your organization and say, give them an opportunity. Just don't do it and not look at opportunities for other people to be a part of your organization. That's where I think the White Sox get lost in all of it. What this does, like, this to me should be a reset, but it feels like it's just kind of the same old thing over and over again. And that's the frustrating part.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask New People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
As I said on Sunday, I don't know how, if you're a White Sox fan, I don't know how you could be excited that this whole thing is going to get fixed or straightened out in the next 3 years. And I think that I'm being fairly liberal with the idea of it being 3 years. The conservative motto is this doesn't get fixed for five. And by then you've probably fired people. So you probably started all over again. And then there's the feeling of, well, maybe Jerry just doesn't care. And maybe he doesn't. He's always fashioned himself as a baseball guy. And I honestly think that that's part of the problem, that he thinks that he's a baseball guy and the game is clearly passed him by. And it might have passed the people who are he's listening to or the person that he's listening to in Tony La Russa by. But that's how he fancies himself. It's not fun for any White Sox fan that's trying to look like desperately look for the light at the end of the tunnel. Where does it come from? Where does the hope come from? Maybe it comes from the fact that you think Brian Bannister is really smart. Maybe it comes from Jerry getting torched nationally. I said this to Dan over the last couple of days, and I'll say it to you. It's very easy, and it's something that the White Sox have done a lot. They tried, like, it's the concept of, like, blocking out the noise, and they really do believe in sort of us against them. That's fine when you're talking about local media. You want to block out the noise? Okay. I'm glad that people nationally are taking their shots at the White Sox, because maybe then it rises to the level of being important enough to Jerry Reinsdorf for him to do something about it. It's one thing where you can write off all those yahoos on the radio. They don't like us anyway. Even though that's not actually true. But when baseball reporters start asking, national baseball reporters start asking important questions about how your organization is run, then I think you've got a problem on your hands that has to be discussed. And I think that it played a role in kind of where things stand right now with the White Sox. It's a shame. It's a shame. The investment that White Sox fans have put into this team for their whole lives. It dawned on me a few years ago, like some of the disconnect, and I'll admit that this a portion of this is me being jaded by being in the industry for as long as I have been. But I do think that what I'm getting ready to tell you is true. It's difficult for any fan to love something that someone else owns. And the reason I say that way is fans have a feeling of ownership because of their fandom. And with the White Sox in particular, you feel like you've been fighting these wars right alongside the White Sox. Like the idea of being respected, the idea of being the better team in town, not having people at ESPN remember that the White Sox won the World Series. You've been fighting those battles as if you were on the payroll. But then you get to this part of it and you realize that you don't matter. That doesn't matter, even though it should. Even though it should matter to ownership how much you care about this team and how you don't want to see them be the worst team in Major League Baseball history. You don't want to see them lose 21 games in a row. You want to see them be competitive in the division. You want to see them competing for fans' eyes and hearts in the city of Chicago, but they don't see it that way until they're trying to sell it to you. And they think that just because you have been so loyal that you'll continue to be loyal. And maybe it doesn't even matter to them at the highest level of the White Sox. Maybe it doesn't matter. I know that there are a lot of people at the White Sox where it does. And I am heartbroken for those people and for fans. And I wish that there was a way to figure some of this stuff out. But someone else owns something that you love. And that means there's little, if any, control. So you do what you can. You rage against the machine. You rail against the franchise. You try to put pressure on them. And I take that part really seriously as someone who does this for a living, that when it comes to stuff like this, not just like the fun, funny stuff, the ridiculous stuff that we sometimes do on air, there do need to be people who speak truth to power. I don't mean to go all revolutionary on you, but there have to be people like that. There have to be people who are at least trying to put the fans' interests first, or at least getting them to the table and making general managers, managers, players, owners aware of how much people care about a specific team. And in this case, how many people care so much about being a White Sox fan. At some point, I'm going to do a whole pod on like the White Sox cap versus the White Sox and how maybe the cap is more representative of something bigger than the baseball team. I think that it's representative of the South Side. And I think White Sox fans at their core carry that like a badge of honor. And what you've seen from the White Sox lately has not been honorable. And it's hard for any fan to be like, this is the team that I root for. And it sucks. And I feel for you, truly. Like I said, short and sweet. And you're like, Lawrence, it wasn't that short. I'm like, yeah, I know. That's what she said. Anyway, thanks so much for hanging out. I appreciate your support. Subscribe to the YouTube channel if you just found us. Please write a review and give us 5 stars if you're just listening to us on Apple or Spotify. We need it. Thanks for your support. As always, I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.